An increasing number of defined benefit pension schemes have moved to liability-driven investment over the years. In 2017, the total notional value of liabilities hedged by LDI strategies continued to rise, increasing to $965 billion from $904 billion, according to XPS Pensions' LDI survey. How has scheme exposure to LDI changed over time, and how will scheme adoption of LDI evolve? I'm Sophia Imeson, Associate Editor at Pensions Expert, and with me to discuss further is Nick Harvey, Principal at Consultancy XPS Pensions. Welcome, Nick.
Good morning.
LDI used to be the preserve of large DB schemes, but over the years, a rising number of smaller pension funds have entered the market. What has enabled schemes to do this?
So managers have absolutely evolved their solutions to make them more accessible to smaller schemes. And that started with the development of pooled funds. Initially, they were the bucketed fund solutions, which provided building blocks for schemes to create a hedge, which may have used 5, 10, 15 different funds. And actually, that's developed further more recently into standard scheme profile funds, which is a pragmatic solution which looks at the average scheme's liabilities and means even the very smallest schemes can put in place a solution using just 2 or 3 funds. And actually, our recent LDI survey suggests that about 2/3 of the pooled LDI investment now is in these standard scheme profile funds.
And would you say it's easier now for smaller schemes to access segregated LDI mandates as opposed to pooled funds? And if so, what are the advantages of opting for a segregated mandate?
So absolutely, we do see smaller schemes using bespoke pooled solutions in particular. An extreme example, we have a £35 million scheme with a cash collateral of just £6.5 million in a bespoke pooled mandate. And what was really important to them was having control of the leverage being used and being able to dial up and down the hedging when they felt it was appropriate. And schemes might also value the extra precision that they can get from their hedge, being able to tailor that precisely to their scheme. But we do still see far more schemes using LDI through the relatively lower governance pooled solutions.
And are some schemes holding back from hedging because they assume that LDI will soon reach its peak?
That's a very good question, and it's the question schemes have been asking themselves for the last 15 years as yields have been reaching new long-term and actually all-time lows. But we'd exercise caution in trying to call the market, and instead of using LDI as a speculative tool, we really see it as a great tool to reduce the risk in a pension scheme. And it's worth remembering that hedging isn't a binary decision. So, for example, if someone thinks that yields will rise from here, they don't need to take a disproportionate bet on that happening compared to the other investment risks they might be taking elsewhere.
And as scheme funding improves, how will LDI evolve and what will LDI adoption look like in a few years' time?
We're already seeing more integrated products offering hedging and some kind of return-seeking asset. And I think that will continue. So as you implied earlier, we estimate that actually only about half of pension scheme liabilities are hedged using LDI at the moment. So there's certainly scope for further hedging growth.
And will there be a shift in popularity from LDI to cash flow-driven investment as DB funds become more cash flow negative?
I do think LDI will evolve to help schemes implement cash flow driven investment strategies, but actually LDI will still have an important role and will work with cash flow driven investment strategies, not, I think, as an alternative, particularly while schemes have decades left to run. But as schemes mature further and the cash flow generating assets in the CDI strategies do their job, then actually the leverage in the LDI part of the solution can be reduced.
Thanks, Nick. For more on LDI, please visit pensions-expert.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time.
The world's best converting checkout.
Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.